You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If your life is in shambles, you probably have bigger things to worry about than whether it is in shambles or a shambles.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
So this week's question comes from both a listener named Joshua and actually a coworker of mine, Mercedes Mejia. She was really surprised to hear that the saying was originally a shambles. And when she brought that up, I have to say I was pretty surprised too, because that's not how I say it.
And what you say is?
In shambles.
And that's what I say a lot of the time, though I realize that I can say, oh my goodness, this is a complete shambles. It appears that I can do both, but what feels most natural to me is in shambles. This place is in shambles. My life is in shambles. This word, shambles, has a very interesting etymology. Goes way back in English. It was actually borrowed into West Germanic before it became English, borrowed in from Latin. And it was borrowed in as shamel. Notice that there is no B in that. And it meant a stool or a footstool.
Wow. That's quite a jump.
You're looking at me like, why would it mean that? So that's what it means when it first comes in. And in the 1400s, it adds that B to become shamble. And if you're wondering, why would it get a B? It's probably just about the pronunciation of the word that shamel, if you say it enough, that B can insert itself in the same way that the P can insert itself into hamster, which I often say hamster.
I didn't even realize that I did it until you pointed it out.
So we get the B in the 1400s. So that's the pronunciation. In terms of meaning, in the Old English period, the word shamel comes to mean a table or a counter where you could display goods or you could count money. From there, by the 1300s, it comes to specifically refer to a table for selling meat. All right, so now we got meat. By the 1400s, as it picked up the B in its pronunciation, the word started to refer to a meat market. And this is about the time that the plural becomes very common. So if you're going to the shambles, that would be a meat market, comes then to refer to a slaughterhouse. And from there, shambles starts to refer to any place that is a bloody scene, a place of carnage. I know this is kind of gross. We can see, though, how you get from there, this bloody scene, to the weaker meaning by the 1900s of a mess, a scene of disorder. And that's the way many of us know it. Here's an example from 1926 from Microbe Hunters. And it goes, once more, his laboratory became a shambles of cluttered flasks and hurrying assistants. Now, you'll notice there that it became a shambles.
So that sounds weird because you're thinking singular versus plural.
Yes. And this is a word that, even though it has that S, functions as a singular, like measles. And it was more common in the early 1900s to have a shambles. Starting in the mid-1900s, you start to see in shambles take off. It may be that it was a re-understanding. If people say this is a shambles, that people reheard the a shambles as in shambles. And now it is almost equally common to have a shambles or in shambles. And in some ways, you'll hear like, she left it in shambles. And you'll hear that more commonly than she left it a shambles. But you'll get both. And I would say that, so at this point, I don't think either group is wrong. And for those of us who use both, we're just doubly right.
Well, there you have it, the incredible journey of shambles. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.